have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Playing video for TV viewers. I'll be describing it blow by blow. It's online at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Uncle Murder is the name of the song, and it deals with a Eric Garner tribute that came out about a week before the two New York police officers were executed. And it basically calls verbally, but also visually, for the execution of police in New York. And guess who funded it? This is on record. Guess who funded it with a $1.5 million grant to produce this and other little jewels? The New American Magazine reports with links to the funding. We'll click on the link and actually go to the New American. Justice Department grants linked cop killing rap video. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are uniquely qualified, in my humble view, to speak to this from a non-biased position. I've made four films on the police state. I've written a book on it. I've warned about everything that's now unfolding. And we've warned about the attempt to start a civil war in this country, starting with race war. And now it's starting to happen. And in almost every case, the Justice Department is shock puppeting the entire operation. Let's be clear. There are a lot of good police around this country. There are also a lot of bad departments and bad police. But you cannot scapegoat the police in general and make them the reason the government's corrupt and the reason there's problems in this country. And then have a bunch of scum of the earth. I mean, I've looked at these Facebook and Twitter profiles. Scum of the earth, gangster criminal type folks that promote the knockout game and all other forms of racial assault, who are the equivalent of black Ku Klux Klan members, in my view, out there saying kill white people or kill police. It is outrageous. And it's going to get a lot worse, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to cause major racial division in this country. We need to come together, as Martin Luther King said, not dealing with race, but with what we stand for collectively. Freedom, private property, due process, right to self-defense, family, right to religion, freedom, prosperity, capitalism. As capitalism goes out the window and get this crony system, yeah, our country's falling apart. And sure, the face of government and the face of a lot of revenue generation and problems sometimes is the police. But they already set the police state up. Now they want us to have a civil war. How about we don't have it? You notice I've been harping on this for 6 months. 2 weeks before Brown was killed, I put an emergency alert out, openly saying, get ready for them to stir things up big time. It's about to happen because I could see all the preconditioning. Well, that's happening right now. Now, that's not all I'm going to cover today, but we have video and audio. Deck the halls with rows of dead cops. Ferguson protesters. They caught one of the top liberal protesters who claims he's a peacenik. He confessed to torching businesses. I mean, this is not the face of a revolution we need. We need a revolution of ideas, not a revolution of a bunch of leftist trust fund kids, white kids, out trying to lead blacks to murder police and stuff.
Live. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, on this final Sunday broadcast of 2014, it is the 28th day of December 2014. I'll be back, of course, tomorrow with the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can find us, of course, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the nightly news at InfoWarsNews.com, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central on Roku, Boxy, and many cable and TV systems around the country as well. But this will be the final Sunday transmission. We come in live on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., with a two-hour abbreviated transmission. We have the weekday three-hour broadcast. I'm here to tell you we're not going to be talking about Airbus. AirAsia Airbus goes missing flying out of Malaysia with 162 aboard, bad weather, forced suspension of search, pilot asked to deviate from flight plan. Missing plane is third Malaysian-linked incident this year. The famous one that disappeared around Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. Then, of course, there was another one that shot down over Ukraine, and now this one. Carriers have nearly flawless safety record. AFP has a live feed report. That's from DrudgeReport.com. And it's interesting to cover, and we have it on InfoWars.com, too. I'm not saying it's not an interesting, important news story. It's just compared to all the other stuff I've got, we're not going to obsess over it today. But I know this. Air travel in and out of Malaysia is getting really weird statistically in the actuaries. Articles have been written about it. Why is there so much air disaster associated with that country? It's very suspicious. And then each one of the cases is more suspicious. Like, who shot it down, or why did it disappear? And now, what happened with this one? And the media will be conspiracy theorists all day and all week long because they love a mystery. Well, I love a mystery as well if, and that's a key word, if it really has important import on my daily life and your daily life, in my view. Now, some people may think this is super incredibly important, and maybe it is. It's just we're not going to be basically drooling over this all day. What we are going to be covering is this. They have had Lizard Squad, that is the confirmed marquee top two or three hacking groups in the world, come out providing data and proof on Sky News out of the UK, that's Fox TV UK, that they carried out the attacks on Sony and others, and that it had nothing to do with North Korea. Now, look, if North Korea wants to censor us and tell us what to think and what to do, I say go see the film to challenge them. They're also admitting that they've hacked into Xbox and so many other systems. But when Sony is clearly involved, behaving and acting like it was North Korea just to sell tickets, it's a fraud. The real censorship is by Communist China. Scores of movies, Red Dawn, the remake, and others, have been shelved for up to a year while they're re-edited to cut out criticism of Communist China or their government. See, that's meat and potatoes, public stuff we should deal with. Exodus Deadline Live Hollywood reports will not be released in the UAE. Ban follows similar moves in Egypt and Morocco. Ridley Scott's Exodus. I love Ridley Scott's Gladiator, so I do intend to try to see it. Pull it has incredible action, not very good acting, but I'm going to go see it if I get time to. But there you go, censorship there. Pakistan officials furious over Homeland, the TV show Homeland that implies they're terrorists in Pakistan. So that government's upset. See, all of this Sony talk placating North Korea about the interview has only encouraged all these other censors around the world to try to make us live like they do. But think about the UN and all these UN internet treaties and CISPA and SOPA that are being reintroduced next week. They'll be reintroduced on the 1st. That's Thursday. They're going to reintroduce all the internet censorship bills in the name of fighting what happened to Sony, see? Problem, reaction, solution, false flag, written all over it. Now, that's not the most important news in the stack today. It's just something interesting because there is an attack on free speech, implying that free speech causes all the problems in the world. Well, most hellholes around the world don't have free speech. I'll just put it at that and leave it at that. I want to get into the economy. U.S. economic recovery finally taking hold, CNBC reports. We're going to break down how that is a fraud. I would love the economy to take hold and to get better. I live in this country. But Russia's imploding, China's imploding, Japan is imploding, the EU's in trouble, the Middle East is in turmoil, serious economic problems, Latin America is in a major recession to depression. All the real economic numbers, in fact, I'll just cover this now before I get to the other news. All the other economic numbers. How about 101 million people not in the workforce in this country, of 300 million people, 320 million? How about 50 million on food stamps? How about another 45 million on disability? You add it all together, half the country doesn't work. And they're raising taxes on the other half that does. So here's the numbers. U.S. economic recovery finally taking hold. That's using cooked stats on inflation and employment. I mean, everybody knows those are fake. When they use old 1980s numbers, John Williams and Shadow Stats, top economist, we got like 25% unemployment, 10% inflation. But it's not evenly distributed. U.S. consumer spending rises solidly. Well, yeah, because it was just Christmas. China's trade growth seen falling short of target in 2014, CNBC. Japan approves $29 billion stimulus plan, impact in doubt. Russia forecasts economic slump as bailed out bank gets more funds. Meanwhile, the semi-euphoria over declining jobless rate, one nagging statistic persists. Labor force participation in the job market continues to slide. Since the Great Recession of 08, 7 million Americans have dropped out of the labor force. So how is the economy good when there's less people working than at any time in modern history? Because they're printing fiat money, and the world still accepts it. But not for long, and they can't hide all the inflation. And when it finally goes, when it finally collapses in, Katie, bar the door. And you've probably heard, let's not exaggerate, 50, 60 economists with good track records come on this broadcast and break all this down. Price plunge puts oil patch jobs at risk in the U.S., dipping into the auto equity, and just goes into all people getting into so many of these payday loans and mortgages on their cars, and just it's debt. Our society is driven by debt. And until we become net savers again, we will wake up homeless on the continent our forebears built. We're also going to get into chaos in the Alps as massive snowfall traps 15,000 cars. Some areas have up to 10 feet of snow as they see some of the heaviest snowfall and recorded record in the Alps through Germany, Switzerland, France, into northern Italy. Oh, yeah, they had snowfall. They had a white Christmas in Hawaii last week. They had a white Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, when it snowed in Hawaii and the mountaintops were snow-capped. They were white-capped. What's the tallest mountain in the Alps? Mont Blanc? Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. But meanwhile, Google and Al Gore say pay them more taxes. Let them run your lives because the earth is heating because of people. Let me give you a news flash. The temperature goes up and down. The only constant is change. Now, when we come back, it's now confirmed, double, triple, quadruple. The Justice Department is running all of this kill-the-cop, race war garbage. We're going to decipher it. We have video and audio of a rap video produced a week before the cops were killed in New York. Their funeral was today, funded by the Justice Department, saying go out and shoot New York police in the head.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. It's not about left or right. It's about right and wrong. And I simply try to assess each situation according to justice, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and common sense, and how I want to be treated, the golden rule. And certainly there's been globalization of police. They've been given paramilitary training. Feeding into that, the country's been degenerating with the war on drugs and the rest of it that's destroyed Mexico and many other countries. So there's a lot of contributing factors to this. But if you want to understand what's happening with this new war on police that's being pushed by the mainstream media and by the White House and the Justice Department, you need to back up to 2002 when Joseph Stiglitz, two-time Nobel Prize winner for economics, came on this broadcast right after secret documents had been leaked at the World Bank, where he was the chief economist. He just left. He says he didn't leak them. Okay. But he came on and spoke about the documents. And I wrote a book about it, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, showing how 9/11 would be used to set up a police state. But we also did a couple chapters on those documents in the book. And in the IMF and World Bank documents, there's a 111-point plan. And one of the 111 points of what the IMF and World Bank do in concert in a country, first world, old world, or third world, is when they're getting ready to really implode the country, they will stir up social unrest, focus it on the police to destabilize things. Then that implodes the country in civil unrest, and then the globalists can come in and buy the nation up like Greece a few years ago for pennies on the dollar. Oh, yeah, cops remember getting shot and killed in Greece just a few years ago. This is in the plan. So regardless of whether you're angry at the police or not, the Justice Department was found stirring up people to riot with Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. They've been caught in Ferguson stirring it up. It's on record. While they audit and harass the Tea Party, gun owners groups, libertarian groups, Christian groups, while there's a political reign of terror on peaceful, law-abiding groups, all these different Ford Foundation groups and others are funding La Raza, Mecha, the New Black Panthers, all this racial tension, division, because they want these groups and their own little racial groups not adopting the idea of basic freedom that unifies us all. It's divide and conquer. But now today we have two different videos for radio listeners. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to actually see what we're about to play. Or you can go to Infowars.com/show. We have a video feed of all this as well. But we have the videos themselves unedited there if you want to watch them. Deck the halls with rows of dead cops, Ferguson protesters chant. And this is a whole bunch of different videos. This is a popular chant. And then I've got all these other articles. Ferguson protester post ominous threat to police. New Year's Eve is kill a pig massacre night. Police advocate in Ferguson, or excuse me, peace advocate in Ferguson protest charged with felony arson and has confessed on video to setting fires. This is not the face we want on resisting tyranny and reforming the country. This is mindlessness. This will make the whole globalist takeover look like a good thing in response to the destabilization that's being carried out. Now, here's the key article I'm going to get to with video in a moment. Justice Department grants linked to cop killing rap video, New American Magazine news article. We have it posted at Infowars.com with the video. Now, there's so many cuss words, I'm not going to play it here. I'm not going to beep it. You can see it unedited on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But yet again, it's the Justice Department involved. And after we play these clips, I'm going to break down why they're involved, in my view. But here is the Deck the Halls with Rows of Dead Cops video and audio out of St. Louis last night. Here it is.
Y'all ready to see some
What do we want?
No cops!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Now!
wish you a happy Christmas and a killer cop year.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, for being in the middle of this for 20 years, when I first learned about this stuff like 18 years ago, I couldn't believe it. Those were all white, rich, 20-year-old trust fund kids, Democratic Party. We've seen their signs and what groups sponsor them, right back to George Soros. They are out there marching around with the Ferguson protesters, trying to get them to go out and commit crime, in my view. That's clearly what they're doing. It's not my view. I mean, there it is. It's prima facie, on its face. Now, if that isn't bad enough, and I've got more clips like that, here's the article by Alex Newman, who we've had on the broadcast before, investigative journalist. Justice Department grants linked to cop-killing rap video. The American people needed more evidence that the Obama administration Justice Department was out of control. After 6 years of nonstop scandals, it was recently revealed that the DOJ was funding a community, close quote, organization linked to a controversial rap music video that they're funding, glorifying the murder of New York police officers. The group in question, Bronx Defenders, just like Akron, has received at least $1.5 million in U.S. taxpayer dollars from the Department of Justice and played a prominent role in the pro-cop killing music video. The link between the widely condemned rap production, the DOJ made headlines this week after two New York Police Department officers were murdered execution style under the guise of obtaining revenge for the deaths of Eric Garner and Michael Brown, even though it was a totally different jurisdiction in both cases. This is just crazy. The explosive link between the Justice Department-funded organization and the glorification of violence against police officers was first reported by the Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal news outlet on December 22nd. It was not immediately clear whether the Bronx Defenders Group, which is featured in the video, along with the staff attorneys of the organization, played a role in financing the violent film, but they are clearly involved in it. In addition to DOJ's funding offering under the program, ironically named after the murdered NYPD officer, the organization has also received upwards of $40 million from city taxpayers in just two years. So far, the Bronx Defenders has largely remained silent about the full extent of its involvement in the production, according to media reports. And it goes through the rest of it. And we're showing some clips of this. And look, it isn't like there aren't some trigger-happy police out there who don't end up shooting innocent people. But the way this is all billed, it's black against white in the video. When I've been to New York, about half the cops there are not white. In New York, probably 15 times. There's just about I've seen the numbers. About half of them are, quote, minority, which is really the majority in New York. So this is all total propaganda. Why is it happening? It's very simple. They want to get us at each other's throats, and then Homeland Security will be able to take more liberties, more freedom, and further federalize police. Because if you get federalized, you then don't get scrutinized when your officers do things that are questionable. So this is the globalists who control our federal government trying to force the police to become federalized, and they're trying to destabilize the country. It's sick.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've been trained to think of the world as cowboy versus the Redskins, Coke versus Pepsi, Chevy versus Ford, just mindlessly. So you're either with the cops and just back anything police do anywhere in the world, or you're against them. Or you're either for killing all the police in cold blood. No, I'm not on either side of that. I don't support North Korean or corrupt Mexican police. I wouldn't support Nazi Gestapo in Hitler's Germany or Fidel Castro's secret police. I want to keep our police free and local and constitutional. And let me tell you what will corrupt the police even faster. Starting a civil war where we attack the police as part of our anger at the government, that is the last place that you're going to get any reform. You're going to get a hardening of the police. a globalization, a federalization, a militarization, where it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where they're being killed in cold blood, so they become even more vicious towards the public, which is exactly what the social engineers want. And I've been harping on this intensely for years, but really intensely, like a woodpecker, for about 6 months, because you can see it happening in real time. And part of this is folks don't like being revenue generated. They don't like the surveillance cameras, the NSA. Yes, our government at the federal level has been seized. Many state governments are corrupt as well. Many local governments are, but many aren't. And it's still individuals. This is the plan to get us all at each other's throats. That's what matters. Is that the system wants desperately to create civil unrest in this country along racial, religious, and governmental lines. I mean, I criticize the private Federal Reserve running our country's monetary system into the ground and giving select banks free money, but not the citizens, and then we get the debt on that money. And they have the Southern Poverty Law Center and the White House and MSNBC and CNN call me anti-government. Yes, I'm anti-illegitimate, alien, fraudulent government running my life. But what's really anti-government? The Justice Department and Obama coming out and the mayor of New York going, yeah, we know the cops are really bad and it's racism and we're going to do something about it. Are there racist police in this country? On all different sides and angles? Probably, yes. I mean, I'd say probably every jurisdiction has some. Undoubtedly nationwide there is. But is that the only issue in the world? And then is it defendable, like Time Magazine said a month ago? In defense of rioting was the headline, and said it's good to burn things down. Folks, if I said as a radio broadcaster or TV host, go out and burn things down, in an offensive way, I would be arrested, and I should be arrested. But see, I would be arrested, but I don't do it. I don't not do it because I would be arrested. I don't do it because I don't randomly just go attack something that has nothing to do with who's attacked me like a mindless idiot. Because a bunch of Democratic Party trust fund rich kids come out and walk around in front of cops saying, deck the halls with dead cops. Let me tell you, cop or no cop, somebody walks around in front of me and says, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to knock your teeth out. And I'm going to end up maybe going to jail, but nobody's going to indict me because that's a provocation going around saying you're going to kill somebody. If we had police going around talking about they're going to deck the halls with dead citizens, I'd make a big issue out of it. When the police under Homeland Security, the National Police Force, the DHS, ordered $2.5 million a couple years ago of no hesitation targets of men, women, and children, I made a big deal out of that. But that you could debate one way or the other because they had guns in their hands. This is people all over, Time Magazine, MSNBC, the White House, the Justice Department, giving grants out. This is so clear. The federal government is occupied by globalists. That's not rhetoric. It literally is. So here's how it works. Federal government wants to take my guns. I'm against it. They want open borders. I'm against it. They want to shut off our power plants. I'm against it. They want to devalue our dollar. I'm against it. They want to fund Al-Qaeda groups to attack Syria. I'm against it. Intellectually, I can tell you why I'm against what they're doing. But at a base level, if the mainstream media wants me to fight with cops, and the mainstream media wants me to go out and shoot cops in the head, and the mainstream media that hates me and my family and promotes an anti-family globalist agenda is telling me that, what am I going to do? I'm going to come out against it. See, I tried to stop the federalization, the globalization of police. I tried to stop the armored vehicles. I tried to stop the shoot-on-site training, the instant shooting training that causes so many innocents to get killed. The instinctive shooting training. But that was about the globalists getting in there to twist the police. We had some success, but we failed in many ways to do that. We did inform the public and the police. The police have been the most receptive group, other than the military, to this information, because they obviously are living it. Now the final tool of the globalist, the final move, is to start a civil war in this country, triggered by one of the most unpopular groups in some people's eyes, city, state, county, federal, international police, which will cause them to go through a total conversion into militarization against the people, and then the circle's complete, the New World Order wins, we have a civil war of destabilization in this country, and that's why I'm harping on this every single day, because if we don't stop this, this country is going to blow up literally and figuratively. This is the move, ladies and gentlemen. This is the canary in the coal mine. Just as the head of the IMF, chief economist, told me on air, when they start trying through leftist media to stir up a fight with the police, and they've got little chubby wannabe Kim Jong-un white kids, little soft trust fund kids that are into manipulating and into stirring up poor people that they prey on, who they hope to abort through their Planned Parenthood. I mean, I watch these videos in D.C. and New York and Chicago and Dallas and L.A. and Missouri, St. Louis. We played the video earlier. If you're a radio listener, you got to go look at it at Infowars.com. As a bunch of soft 20-year-old college kids march around with bullhorns saying, kill the police, and they're allowed to do it. Your free speech ends when you call for an act of violence and try to organize it. It's organized crime to go out with a group of people and go around preaching violence against someone who hasn't attacked you. Listen, if somebody's assaulting you out of the blue, I don't care if they are a cop or they are a mugger or they are a space alien from Mars. Somebody shows up and tries to kill you for no reason, defend yourself. That's defensible under law. But let me tell you, I get chills when I think about how bold this so-called government is at the federal level, the people running the federal government. Most people in the federal government I've talked to are freaked out and don't like what's happening. So let's just not even say federal government. The occupiers of the seats of power in the federal government have got the huevos rancheros, the flaming eggs, to openly try to start a civil war and a race war in this country. And they are pouring it on heavy, ladies and gentlemen, because it's all they've got to distract us while foreign banks and Congress just passed a law to sign us all on to the derivatives. I mean, they're getting ready to loot this country just like they've done Europe. And they want to distract us. More news coming up in your phone calls. We'll give the number out.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins.
The Asian Pacific Partnership is openly being signed onto by our government and others, but the details of the secret treaty are just that, secret.
Doesn't have much time.
We're being signed on to hundreds and hundreds of trillions of new dollars every year of new fake counterfeit derivatives. Our educational standards are plunging. Our health is plunging. Every indicator shows we are a sick nation. A decadent nation. We've had it good so long that the rot is really setting in. We've become decadent. And I don't say that to be negative. I say that so we can be honest about what we become, so that we can set about changing it. I mean, look at these headlines. A federal judge in Arizona ruled that the state must allow thousands of illegal immigrants to obtain driver's license. Can apply for licenses as soon as Monday. That's just the end of the country. You can come in, you can get a license, you can get free welfare, you can have any fake ID you want, any new identity you want. It's a joke. Half of all children will be autistic by 2025, warns senior research scientist at MIT. Number of adverse reactions from vaccines can be correlated with autism. Article out of Natural Health USA that links to the mainline studies. Very powerful article. U.S. Supreme Court rules 8-1 that citizens have no protection against Fourth Amendment violations by police officers ignorant of the law, warns against allowing government agents to benefit from their mistakes. In a blow to the constitutional rights of citizens, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 8-1 in Helen versus the state of North Carolina that police officers are permitted to violate American citizens' Fourth Amendment rights if the violation results from a reasonable mistake about the law on the part of the officer. And what do you think destabilization of the country and cops randomly being killed is going to do? It's going to have courts give wider leeway and a bigger eroding of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, which will end up hurting everybody, including police officers, who the globalists are greedily eyeing your pension funds right now. And in the new funding package, spending bill that just passed, not just a law to sign us on to all derivatives like FDIC, but make you pay for people's derivatives in a new round ahead of the next collapse, but also so they can take private pension funds to protect them, of course, but the government's going to take part of it. So it's not just public pension funds that are up on the block here. This is the planned destruction of the middle class, and it's nearing its final stages right now. Meanwhile, there's this nightmare headline up on Infowars.com. CNN ORC poll, Bush, that's Jeb Bush, surges 2016 GOP frontrunner. Jeb Bush is the clear Republican presidential frontrunner, surging to the front of the potential GOP pack following his announcement that he's actively exploring a bid, a new CNN poll found. He takes nearly a quarter, 23%, of Republicans surveyed in the new nationwide poll. Talk about vomitous. What we need is not more country club, blue blood, rhino Republicans. Remember, the Bushes vacation with the Clintons and call themselves family, and the Bushes were for gun control. Bush Sr. supported all sorts of gun control. Bush Jr. supported the assault weapons ban. This is why we're in so much trouble. And here's the new poll. Clinton gets 66% of moron Democratic voters. I mean, total morons. Scum of the earth when it comes to mental acuity and understanding things. I mean, Hillary is pure gangster, pure evil. So you got to hand it to Republicans. At least only 23% support Jeb. Hillary, it is a whopping 66%. And who cares if she's a criminal gangster involved in all sorts of corruption? She's a woman, so don't criticize her or you're a sexist. And support Obamacare or you're a racist. And turn your guns in or you're a racist. Clinton gets 66%. I'm going to throw up. Warren, the senator, gets 9%. Biden, 8. Sanders, 3. Cuomo, 1. O'Malley, 1. Webb, 1. Patrick, 0.5. And then I've got the numbers here on the Republican field. In the CNN poll, Jeb Bush, 23%. Chris Christie, gun-grabbing, open-borders-promoting, Jabba the Hutt creature. So Jeb gets 23, Christie gets 13, Carson gets 7, Huckabee 6, Rand Paul 6, Rubio 5, Ryan 5, Cruz 4. You know, I've seen the Gallup polls and the New Hampshire polls and the Mason-Dixon polls and the Zogby polls, all of them have, and the CPAC vote, all of them have Rand Paul at the front. All of them have Cruz number two. And then people like Chris Christie number three and Rubio, so on. So this poll is 100% in the opposite direction, basically, of all the other polls. Truly disgusting. from the establishment media that has almost no viewers, is on the verge of collapse because of their lying, that Jeb Bush has 23% and that Hillary has 66. Does anyone believe that? There's major think tank numbers and focus group numbers out from the left showing in the last year that Hillary is incredibly unpopular. The problem is she controls the money machine of the Democratic Party, the FBI files, and knows where the bodies are buried, and has the Republican leadership vying for her to get it. So that's a question for listeners. What do you think about the attempts to scapegoat the police? As many problems as we've got, and you know, you can certainly show bad cops all day and horrible, arrogant, bully things happening. But, I mean, I could go find videos online of black people committing crimes. Does that mean all the black people are bad? Or I could find videos of guys with brown hair and blue eyes committing crimes. Does that mean that I'm committing a crime? I mean, there's so many jurisdictions, so much diversity in police. And the globalists want to get rid of that diversity in their mindsets and bring in this federalization. I want to discuss that with you, the listeners. I want to get into the latest NSA news. Hackers release a cache of 13,000 passwords and credit cards for PlayStation and Xbox and Amazon users. This is all happening right as they reintroduce the Cybersecurity Act, SOPA, CISPA, internet killing garbage. It's got bipartisan support at the highest levels, and Zuckerberg just met with the head Chinese censor to try to learn how to censor Facebook. I mean, this is getting scary. And people ask, well, why are you on Facebook then with 3 million likes between our 10 different platforms? One's got about 900,000. The rest altogether is about 3 million folks follow us on, or like us, as it's called, on Facebook. Because that's where the war is. Why am I on Twitter? Why am I on YouTube? Why am I on Boxy and Roku and Pinterest and Instagram? Because we're everywhere we can reach people. And you have the real power as listeners to remember that the system doesn't want us on the 100-plus stations we're on the weekend, the 170-plus weekdays. We're getting new affiliates every couple days now. The show is exploding right now. But as it explodes, other stations change format or sell. So it's always we're falling apart and we're building at the same time. But think about how precious it is that people hear a real libertarian, freedom-based, real analysis program. We're growing because of you. As we swim upstream during this singularity of media where more competition joins every day, and just as we rose with the rise of alternative media, we now face more, quote, competition than ever of a full spectrum of news and analysis. And quite frankly, garbage as well, but some really good stuff. And I don't worry about good media that I see as accurate and freedom-based with the bias of telling the truth. I'm not in competition with that. But man, we're in competition with just soft porn and mindless sports everywhere and all the rest of it. So more than ever, if you want to reach out to people, they're ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth, tell friends and family about InfoWars.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Visit PrisonPlanet.com. Tell your friends and family, hey, here's the real underground liberty-based media that has been so incredibly accurate in the past and that wants to try to rally the people to be aware of the globalist program to deindustrialize the entire Western world under Agenda 21. And bring in world government. Your phone calls are coming up in the next hour. 877-789-2539. First time callers, 877-789-ALEX. Your calls and a lot more coming up in the second hour. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. And remember, if you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are living in an epic time as open world government is being established and as scientific systems of divide and conquer are being used to distract and divert the public, while this technological system of control goes into place. I'm simply here trying to warn people, because the more people that are awake and aware of what's happening, the better chance we have of turning this around. Let's go to your phone calls right now. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Bob in North Dakota, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, love your show, man. Get the truth out, brother. Listen, I got to tell you something. I got to make a couple points here. You got to hear this. This is exactly what Obama promised in his 2008 campaign promise about. We need a million-man civilian police force as well-equipped and as well-funded as the U.S. military. Together with that and the billions of rounds of ammunition they bought, together with the global destabilization of the economy, the one-world government that's coming, it's like the Antichrist, man, and the four blood moons that are coming. This is all signs. There are going to be some incredibly bad things that are going to happen in 2015, and people better get ready.
Well, there's no doubt that the people running Obama are trying to bring the country down, and I say it because it really happens. A police officer, I was out at a store today, walked over, who was a listener, started talking to me, and we're talking about the dead cops in New York and the destabilization, and how he was just talking about how, yeah, the folks on the force all know that it's a federal destabilization program. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, I get chills. And I had this big chill, and I just had another one. When I think about the people that are in control are really evil. It'd be like if we lived in Nazi Germany in 1935, before Hitler really started getting going. But you could feel the chill. Germans talked about it, that were aware. And I can feel the chill. Can you imagine if they're already doing this? What else is Obama going to pull the next 2 years when he's green-lighted by John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, and all these neocons to do heaven knows what?
We're in deep trouble, Alex. And you know, on top of everything else, I just heard a couple of days ago that in the Wall Street Journal, maybe you can research and see, that the Obama administration is seeking to ban Christmas lights, and the comment period ends December 30th. Can you believe that? I mean, this is the most, you know, ask God to bless Planned Parenthood, and then turns around and it's just crazy what's going on, Alex. It's biblical, man.
That's because they have to train us that they can do absurd things. And then when they say jump, we say how high. It is biblical. Since you mentioned it, here's that clip of Obama and his domestic security force, just as big and just as strong as the military. And that's Homeland Security now with their neighborhood community organizers that get federal funds, who then go out and stir stuff up and spy on people. That's their HUMET, or human intelligence. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Here's the message that's being sent. The border's been broken. The illegals have been legalized by fiat. Obama's operating as a dictator. Who in their right mind thinks that they're not going to try to totally take over in the next 2 years, and that they're not going to drop the hammer and false flag and blame us for terror attacks? I mean, TV shows, movies, video games, they're priming the pump that the Patriot is the person to look out for, because the Patriot knows who the enemy is.
That's right. They're scared of the righteous, and they're scared of the freedom-loving Americans. And I tell you, Alex, God bless you. God bless your show. God bless all the patriotic, American-loving listeners. We've got to stand up, and we cannot let this go any further.
I agree. And I mean, here's the deal. We got to be peaceful about it, because that's what they're looking for is violence. We got to be very aggressive in the info war. And people got to come to grips with how much trouble we're in. And I get it, folks. I've been mugged before and stuff like that. When somebody walks around a corner and pulls a gun or a knife out and says, give me your money, you don't believe it's happening. Well, it's like this. I mean, it really is happening. It's really happening.
When you grab and pass with your friends, you go to you.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of...
1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Some of the headlines on Infowars.com. Bush Clinton dynasty dominates presidential poll. We covered that last hour. Hillary gets 66% out of a wide field, and Jeb Bush is 23%. I really don't buy into that poll because the other polls don't show numbers like that. Shows Rand Paul and Ted Cruz respectively at the front of the lead. Indonesia verifies report on Air Asia plane's emergency landing. Air Asia flight from Indonesia to Singapore confirmed missing. North Korea not responsible for Sony Pictures hacking. U.S. cyber experts say, and the hackers have gone public, saying North Korea wasn't. Looks like a Sony stunt to me. Thousands of cops, and we have the video on Infowars.com, turned backs to Mayor de Blasio as he speaks at one of the funerals of the slain police officers executed. Ferguson protester posts ominous threat to police. New Year's Eve massacre, kill a pig night. And there's video we played last hour of them saying deck the halls with dead police. I mean, this is just completely and totally transparent on every front. Regardless of what you think of some out-of-control police or bad police tactics that come from the federal government in most cases, it's an attempt to start civil unrest in the country and scapegoat one of the most visible groups in government. They know that Congress has a 7% approval rating. They know that 80-something percent of Americans on average are against Obamacare now. They know you're awake to the screw jobs. So they want to scapegoat the lowly enforcer. At least the police have to go out in traffic and write the tickets and raise the money, even though I can't stand it and know it's, in most cases, a bunch of garbage. At least they have to go to the civil unrest. At least they have to go to the domestic disputes that are so dangerous. At least they're out there in the real world compared to these bureaucrats that work for foreign banks that are screwing everyone over. Again, I don't lionize the police. I don't romanticize it. But having a war with them is exactly what the social engineers want. They don't care if citizens get killed and cops get killed. They love it. How about we kill bad ideas like the private Federal Reserve or Obamacare? How about we kill Obamacare? Legal and lawful. Repeal it. That should be what people are marching in the streets about. That giant screw job written by foreign offshore companies to raise taxes on poor people and double and triple prices. How about we repeal gun control in Chicago and New York and D.C. where it's been repealed for 5 years? In fact, I saw an article on Town Hall where tens of thousands marched. First it was 1,000, then tens of thousands marched with their guns openly in D.C. A huge event. Print that for me. I forgot to cover it. That's what we're looking for there. The open exercise of rights, not gangster rap openly funded by the Justice Department. This is in the news today. 1 week before these cops got killed, glorifying killing New York police. That's a way to destroy any opposition. We need well-spoken, constitutionally based opposition to the globalization of our police and them being taken over. But if we can be tricked into fighting them, they will then run to the globalist and the New World Order wins. I mean, this is such a simple equation. JT Coyote, I believe that's who it is, calling from Colorado. I hadn't called in a while. An occasional writer from Infowars.com and shooting magazines. Is that you, JT?
It is me, my friend.
JT Coyote? Okay, what's your take on all this?
Well, you know, the whole divide and conquer thing happening with the Ferguson riots and now this video barrage, this music video barrage that's coming out. It's everywhere on YouTube.
Yeah, there are hundreds of videos that I've seen the last few months by the big giant mega hip-hop systems that are openly run by the globalists now going into pure cop killer mode.
Well, I don't think that they're going to succeed with it because there are more and more people who are hearing what you have to say. And I think what folks need to do in their local communities, small towns, medium-sized towns, cities, is they need to realize that most of the people in government, whether it be the town councils, city councils, governors, whatever, or their underlings, and the cops, they're brainwashed by the mainstream media.
That's it. They're compartmentalized and they're ignorant.
Exactly. And we need to wake them up. Need to wake them up with just, you know, walk up to them and put your hand on their shoulder and say, you know, I think you might be wrong on this point, and here's why. And
well, you're certainly not going to win an argument shooting him in the head for no reason. And I mean, listen, it's clear. The Justice Department is lighting this fire. They're the same people that shipped tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to destabilize that country and blame the Second Amendment. This is a false flag, period. And it's not just me, JT. It's you. It's many others. It's common sense. People can see what's going on. Do you think they'll be successful kicking this off? Because they are in full press right now.
Well, they're pushing hard, and it's kind of like that infamous Hail Mary. I don't think it's going to work. Too many people are awake. Also, Alex, tell Rob, tell Dew that we got snow up here from heaven, and get his board out and get his butt up here.
Well, I hear you. You know, Al Gore says that the more snow is a proof of global warming. So just pay his carbon taxes and everything will be all right. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Calling about Sandy Hook. Basically, my take on it is I live about 50 miles from Newtown, and the whole thing is pretty much the next step in reality TV, because with other false flags like 9/11 or Oklahoma City or the Boston bombing, at least something happened. With Sandy Hook, there's no there. You've got a bunch of people walking around a parking lot. It's pretty much what it comes down to, and none of the
evidence. No, I've had the investigators on. I've had the state police have gone public, you name it. The whole thing is a giant hoax. And the problem is, how do you deal with a total hoax? I mean, how do you even convince the public something's a total hoax?
Very hard, because, you know, anytime I talk about this issue with people, you know, you get criticized, blackballed, ridiculed, called every name in the book, or they respond with the magic words they were saying on TV. There's no statement more proof positive of somebody who's been brainwashed by that stuff, mainstream media, than those words they were saying on TV. Well, I always tell people the same thing. Go out and prove the official story. And I knew the millisecond this happened with that now fake picture of the kids being let out of the school, that there's nothing that's going to sell this agenda like dead elementary school kids.
Well, that's right. The general public doesn't know the school was actually closed the year before. They don't know they've sealed it all, demolished the building. They don't know that they had the kids going in circles in and out of the building as a photo op. Blue screen, green screens they got caught using. I mean, the whole thing. But remember, this is the same White House that's been caught running the fake bin Laden raid that's come out and been faked. It's the same White House that got caught running all these other fake events over and over again. And it's the same White House that says, I never said that you could keep your doctor, when he did say you could keep your doctor. People just instinctively know that there's a lot of fraud going on. But it took me about a year with Sandy Hook to come to grips with the fact that the whole thing was fake. I mean, even I couldn't believe it. I knew they jumped on it, used the crisis, hyped it up. But then I did deep research, and my gosh, it just pretty much didn't happen. Unbelievable. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. Nobody rides for free. You don't live in a free country for free, folks. You gotta stand up for it. There are a lot of powerful foreign interests will eat your lunch. They taught you it was a conspiracy theory to be informed and involved. Well, now you see the conspiracy come true. People accept now we're going under global government. They accept false flags. They accept that we're being lied to. But does this broadcast just become passé then and we just accept that we're slaves? No, we've got to stand up against this tyranny. We've got to warn others. We've got to say no. I want to go to James I want to go to, I mean, we've got like 20 phone callers here. We're going to get to everybody. Kevin in Michigan, you're up after James. Kevin, then Bubba, Francis, there's so many. But first off, James, a first-time caller in Kansas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for a long time, and I love your message. Keep you going, man. You're doing a great job. And I've just heard through the grapevine, you know, because information now is lightning speed now because we have the information info war. And I've just heard this. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard that false flags are coming in 2015. And the way they're going to get the race wars get really stirred up is they're going to target athletes and superstars because they pretty much have been using them to pass their messages to us for years and years and years. So they're going to target them, and then the police are going to, in turn, protect them people, and then that's how they're going to try and kick off that race war. And then simultaneously, they're going to set off bombs in different cities to really blame it on Russia, different countries, stuff like that, and just get it all going at one time. I mean, they're grasping for straws right now.
Well, I don't know who told you this, but look, it is a false flag to have the media take a few cases and hype it up and then project it on all police to try to create a fight between the people and the police when the feds want to then swoop in with a takeover. So that's a false flag. Fast and Furious, that's a false flag. So many of these operations are staged events. Some of them are real. They just then capitalize on it. But you can see the preparation for big things to happen in 2015. That's absolutely true, and I agree with you. I appreciate your call. That's why we've just got to keep promoting basic due process, Bill of Rights, Constitution, you name it, as the answer. We need to bring back what made this country great, not go down the road of abandoning our republic. But what's being sold on the back of all this destabilization is, oh, accept the future. The Bill of Rights and Constitution's old. No, it's not. Not having private property, not having due process, being a slave of a centralized government is what happened in every other nation throughout history. We were one of the first and only countries to have the idea of due process. So everybody wanted to come here. So our republic, 240 years old, is the newest and the best and has worked the best. And it's the tyrants that then attack that. Kevin in Michigan, first time caller as well. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say that the violence has got to stop, 100%. You know, we need to wake up. I'm awake. I see through it. As far as the police go, I've got a buddy who is a police or was a police officer that for most of his career, I mean, 100% solid guy. You know, so many stories that I've been told. I mean, the guy is 100% solid. I stand behind the police. There's good people and bad people out there in every walks of culture, and we just need to be aware of that issue.
I hear you, brother. Good to hear from you. Again, it's a paradox. What the globalists are trying to do to the police is horrible, it's totalitarian, and is an attempted takeover. Obviously, any corrupt takeover of a government tries to then take control of the police. Duh. They're trying to focus them on gun owners, veterans, libertarians, conservatives, anybody that forms opposition to this progressive globalist takeover. So in the final equation, it's the fact that the Justice Department is hyping all this, you know it's bad. But then separately, what does shooting two cops in the head do if the police choke some guy to death, you know, who's selling cigarettes illegally? I mean, even if you could say they were in the wrong, and it looks pretty darn bad, why is the media hyping it up and projecting it on police in general when they know the training the police have been given is leading to more deaths, and then they point at the police they've trained to be like this and then say it's their fault? What I'm getting at is this. It is a cop-out to look at police who are the representation of the government that is there and then to say it's all their fault when above them is the power structure, most of it offshore, that is screwing us seven ways to Sunday. That's what I'm... They want a war with the police to distract from... I know this is simple, but I'm saying it again. From all of the other things that are happening, like open borders and Obama becoming a dictator and Obamacare with 20-something new taxes, seven of them on poor people, doubling, tripling prices, death panels for veterans where a 25-year-old veteran can't get surgery for cancer. They're on a secret death list. I mean, I want to hold people responsible for that. That's premeditated murdering our veterans. When CPS in New York got caught taking little kids, mainly black kids, and testing drugs and pesticides on them till they died, I made a huge issue out of that. And it was CPS workers that blew the whistle on that. And quite frankly, if the mother of one of those kids went and did something to people that did it, I'd say, well, I'm sorry, don't indict her. It's a crime of passion. They killed, you know, her son. 7-year-old kid they poisoned to death. I've talked about it a lot here. Just one example. But if you're going to do a crime of passion, you got to go after who actually did it. Walk in, catch your wife in bed with somebody, you know. You're going to get no build, folks, if it's not premeditated because you were angry. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's evil for the Ku Klux Klan to randomly find some black guy walking down the street in East Texas and to pull over and drag him until he dies. And then about 2 years later, some black guys found an old white man and drug him to death. The media hardly covered that. Well, that black man and that white man's death were just as equally as bad. And they were both killed because of their color of their skin. Well, you don't kill cops because they're wearing a blue uniform. I mean, this is really simple. And I was shocked by some of my own audience criticizing me on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comments sections for going, hey, man, I'm not black, you know, making it a racial issue. But, you know, there are a lot of out-of-control cops. And, you know, I don't know what your deal is. You know, the cops need to watch it. Well, let me tell you how to win friends and influence people. It's not shooting innocent people in the head. And let me tell you, bad cops out there are giving cops a bad name. They need to root them out as well. You see these videos of cops shooting some homeless person or whatever, beating their brains out. It's horrible. But that's not the whole world. That's not the only issue. They're just making it a distractionary issue. In fact, I saw some of the Dallas Cowboys versus the Redskins today. There was like fights every 2 minutes, it seemed. And it was super entertaining. But still, it's a diversion from the real world. It's the same thing with this, you know, fix the world, shoot a cop in the head. I mean, that's what's being promoted by Democrats. I'm up here in space, looking down on you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. I'm not a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist. I want to restore the republic. What made this country destination number one worldwide. Now we lead the world in autism and diabetes and cancer and obesity and infertility because we're under a globalist eugenics model. And the only way the social engineers can win is playing us off against each other. Now I'll be back tomorrow with a weekday show, and I'm going to get into a whole bunch of other issues on the economy in 2015, what the big threats are, what the big stories are. Obviously, it's Obamacare not being repealed. It's continued devaluation of currencies worldwide. It's food prices increasing. It's all these new regulations. Carbon taxes going in outside of law. Think about how epic that is. I mean, I would say 15 years ago on air that presidents are becoming dictatorial. People are like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Now it's like, well, the president does operate on his own and does whatever he wants. Is that okay? Oh, yeah. And I dread if they elect a Jeb Bush or a Chris Christie, he'll be like Obama light. And they'll act as dictators with banker bailouts and derivative scams and gun control. And conservatives will defend them so much, they'll go, shut up, Jones. George W. Bush isn't for the assault weapons ban. And then I play clips of him endorsing it. I had people at gun shops and on the street and emails when Bush was president. They were about to pass it going, man, I don't like you lying about our president. But let me tell you, things have changed. The average conservative out there really gets it now and understands how much trouble we're in. And John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and the rest of them aren't going to get away with it. All the numbers show it. Not repealing Obamacare, not prosecuting Fast and Furious, not investigating Benghazi Gate, not stopping Obama's executive power grab, or the open borders. Federal judge just ruled, give the illegals IDs nationwide. You can get here. Here's an ID. One time in a move, I lost my birth certificate and stuff, and then later I lost my ID, and it took me a year of hell to get an ID. It's about 8 years ago. Not illegal. You just consular matricula from Mexico, which they'll issue five of them to you a day. They've done studies. The Republicans in Colorado a few years ago did a study. They got five in 1 day. Well, the leader of the Senate went in and got five in 1 day under different names. And then you can get five different IDs with that same thing. I mean, it's a joke. But then, oh, I pull up to a police checkpoint that's federally funded. I pulled up the checkpoints repeatedly. I videotaped it, and I go, let me guess, this is a federal grant. Yes, it is. License and registration. I look in the car, and I go, you know, this is unconstitutional, and they just want to get you conditioned to this. Whatever, we're just trying to... Can you see the highway backed up 2 miles? Just give me the information. Now, do I blame the person doing that? Yeah, I do. About 10% of it. But I blame 90% that it's federal and it's unconstitutional. See, right there's the microcosm. I could go to Bilderberg in England or Bilderberg in D.C. or Bilderberg in other parts of Europe, Switzerland, Denmark. We've covered it everywhere. We're the global leader meeting in secret. We couldn't get them to admit it existed 10 years ago. Now it's all over the news. Oh, yeah, global government secretly meeting. Yeah, it's true. I got to England. And the police, including federal, and they weren't putting on an act. They just loved me. And they're like, oh, yeah, we hate who's in there. Yeah, we know they're the ones that shipped all our jobs to India and China. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. And by the way, why aren't you staying at a local bed and breakfast or a local hotel? Why are you staying at a chain hotel, Alex? We're actually trying to keep our economy going here, only shopping locally. And they gave us incredible intel the whole time we were there. Because I didn't show up and go, I want to kill you, pig. It's the same thing. That's why the globalists want us against them. Because the police are in the same boat as we are. And if we ever start telling them that, they already know that. It's game over, folks. It's like V for Vendetta when they're marching on the Capitol and the military's pointing the guns and they decide not to. That happened in Romania with Ceausescu. It's happened everywhere. That's what we want. We don't want them to stir us up into a fight that once it starts, then we're like two mindless pit bulls killing each other. We're not pit bulls. We're humans. We're smart enough to figure this out. I want to go to Bubba, Francis, Corey, Mark, Joshua, Don, Chris, David, Thomas, and others. I want to bam, 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 get to all of them before this transmission ends. But the reason I'm harping on this revolution situation is they want to create a false one that doesn't have legs. You think a revolution about shooting innocent cops has got legs to take America back? Hell no. And it comes right out of the Democratic Party. And it freaks me out to know a lot of Democrats that aren't bad people, that are just Democrats because they were brought up Democrats. Democratic Party didn't used to be this bad. I mean, what a creepy, scary organization that it's involved hyping this. And the Republican leadership sits there with their thumbs. Well, you know where their thumbs are, doing absolutely nothing but greasing the skids. So my show's gone from being radical to being basically passe. Everybody knows the score now if they can think, what are you going to do about it peacefully? Because the ball's in your court, folks. I've laid it out. You know the facts. You've seen it for yourself. What are we going to do? Briefly, we support the broadcast selling the highest quality. We've searched the world for the purest, highest quality organic nutraceuticals, whether it's the X2 Nation Iodine or the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver or the Super Male Vitality that blocks the estrogen mimickers or the Super Female Vitality that does the same thing, but for women. All the Oxy Powder, this is a product at InfoWarsLife.com. Licensed out of Global Healing Center. We sell for the lowest price, where you do it once a month, a 6-day cleanse. Time release oxygen in the upper and lower intestine. You take 5-6 of these pills at night, and it's unbelievable. Nothing will flush you out like this. It is undoubtedly the best gut cleanser out there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And your purchase supports the transmission. Let's jam in a call now before we go to break here. Francis in New York. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm just trying to stop a civil war as best I can. One little voice.
I hear you. All right, listen, I have a really good question to ask you. Basically, in my opinion, America has been a false democracy. And please let me explain why. Even though our founding fathers gave us a Bill of Rights and Constitution, but unfortunately, America has always had a special place for the New World Order. They've actually controlled our money supply. They've actually given us eugenics, basically, you know, the American industrial complex. All this stuff is basically to destroy America, basically, even though we were prosperous at one point.
It's very complex, but yes, there was an Illuminati line, a Masonic line, and a Christian line that founded America. I could write 10 books on the subject. It's so detailed and complex. But the Renaissance moved to North America. And so a lot of good was in it, but also a lot of bad people trying to claim they were part of the Renaissance, and the Illuminati tried to hijack Masonry and Christianity. George Washington wrote scores of letters that are online at the Library of Congress. You can read them. Warning of this. It sounds like Alex Jones. I mean, it's incredible. Go read George Washington's letters. It's like you're listening to this radio show. Like, we ought to narrate some of them and play them on air. That's a good idea. And so, yes, I get what you're saying. Because wherever the wealth and power and freedom is, so is the evil going to be there trying to surf on that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, just remember this. When Adam Weishaupt was actually ousted by the very own government, Thomas Jefferson actually defended him, believe it or not.
I know.
That's a fact.
I know. For a while, Jefferson was involved in the Illuminati. It's true. But he was being, the Illuminati would try to recruit, if you read their letters, the most good, the most virtuous. That's how they got good people to join them, was illumination. They didn't know it was evil. We know it's evil hundreds of years later. It was George Washington that exposed it. They were trying to take everything over. I hear you. Very important call. We should do special reports on things like that. I mean, the Illuminati was founded in 1776 as well. But it was founded right after our revolution launched to hijack it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
And Santa Claus is real.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Do I need to even say that Obama's a liar with that statement? Come on, folks. Let's go to as many calls as possible here. Mark in North Carolina, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I just want to point out something about two very good cops, okay?
Do me a favor. Your phone's having some problems. Talk right into the receiver.
Okay. Two very good cops. One is named Donald Browning, a canine cop, responded to Oklahoma City, sort of funny business, had himself, and he's also a Vietnam veteran, threatened by the FBI, him and his family. The other was Sergeant Terrence Yakey, who was murdered and tortured by the FBI because he was about to blow the whistle on what they had pulled in Oklahoma.
Well, that's
City.
Right. Good so cops get this. Persecuted a lot by the feds and the globalists. Those are, I've interviewed Don Browning on the broadcast, and yeah, they saw the bombs in the buildings at Oklahoma City. They saw it all, the little Clinton operation. And they killed the cop of the year, Terrence Yakey, black cop, drug a bunch of folks out of the building. He wouldn't shut up. I've interviewed his mother. I've interviewed his wife. I mean, these are some groundbreaking interviews we've done, and you're absolutely right. Again, these are human beings, and they deserve the same due process that we deserve, but not even defending police. it's clear the Justice Department is trying to start a war. Do you disagree with that?
Absolutely not. Who was in charge at the time? Eric Holder
was the Deputy Attorney General.
Exactly.
And in lawsuits that came out, he covered up Oklahoma City.
When are you going to have Browning on again? That'd be great if you could have him on again on your show.
Yeah, we should get Don Browning back on and the other police that were there. I mean, we have the hotel receipts. We know the names of the agents, ATF, FBI, and German intelligence that ran Oklahoma City. It's a lot of death threats happen. A lot of stuff happens when we cover this. I mean, that people do not like it, obviously, for a lot of reasons. But, I mean, look at Fast and Furious. I mean, it's just these people are horrible. I mean, it's that simple. And it's not fun going up against them. I'm not macho. I'm not looking for trouble. But they blew up that daycare center. They did that to blame the Liberty Movement. They're going to do it again, and they're trying to start a race war. My heavens, we've got to stop it. Great points, Mark. Let's talk to Bubba in Virginia. Bubba, thanks for holding.
Alex, there's 2 points I'd like to bring up real quick, and then I'll bail out of here. The first thing is I saw an article on Breitbart about how they're going to, because the illegals don't report back, so now they're going to start using GPS to track them so they'll come back to court. I see that as a precursor to the future RFID implementation to everybody. The second thing I'd like to bring out is the dichotomy of how things have changed, you know, slowly but surely, the frog cooking technique. Because back during the Second World War, they basically would demill a lot of the stuff. And I know my grandpa and my uncles, everybody, they would use half tracks instead of using a tractor. And so why nowadays aren't they selling this stuff back to the public, too? I mean, they're supposedly, you know, so much debt and everything else, not that it matters.
Well, going back, you know, Obama 7 years ago stopped the sale of Army surplus. In fact, I know a lot of folks out in the country that had half tracks and things after World War II, Korea, Vietnam, you name it, that they would use as tractors and things. And there's a big resale market for armored vehicles. Tens of thousands of armored cars get sold now for rich people. And feds that are privately buying them. Quite frankly, as society degenerates, it's. Here's the deal. If the police said they wanted armored vehicles for the occasional bank robbery or hostage, I'd be like, okay, have an armored vehicle. But it's admittedly in all these video training seminars for the veterans and gun owners, they believe this war is coming with us. Well, yeah, if you try to confiscate the guns and come after us, but since they can't get the Patriots to start a war with the police, they're going to try to get all the gangbangers to do it. Great points. Appreciate your call, Bubba. Let's talk to Joshua in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, man. I just want to make a quick point. I agree with what you said earlier about if we just go around offing police officers in the street, you know, they're just going to turn right into the arms of the New World Order. And that's bad.
Well, that's also called cold-blooded murder of some random innocent person. I mean, it's going to turn the police into death squads doing that back to us. I mean, this is insane.
Right. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, they're American citizens just like we are. You know, they've got the same rights we do, and they're afforded the same opportunities. Secondly, as a former military police officer, I served 4 years in the Navy as an MA. I've seen both sides of the law enforcement and the civilian side. And I think I have a little bit of a unique perspective on both sides of it.
Well, tell us about it.
The first duty station I went to was Diego Garcia, and I agree with you about the flights that are coming up missing and things like that. Diego Garcia is home of the 8th largest landing strip in the world. It was used for a backup site for the NASA shuttle missions, so it really wouldn't surprise me if those planes are ending up there. There's a lot of top secret stuff that goes on. There's a lot of special forces rolling in and out of that place. But I think this whole thing is being blown out of proportion. I think it's the way to start a civil war, and I don't agree with it. And I want it to stop. You know, at the end of the day, you know, going out and killing cops and all this other stuff is not a solution to anything. It's not.
Well, I mean, plus
anything.
Look at the scum that's killing these cops. They're all on welfare. Kill their girlfriends, and then people are calling them heroes. I mean, here's the deal. It's easy to get mad because I've had cops do things to me that are wrong over the years. I grew up seeing corrupt police, but I'm not stupid enough to then project that onto the average police officer, some of which are my friends. But when you look at the Justice Department trying to hype this up, it really scares me because it shows they'll do anything. This is so transparent.
It's pretty terrifying, to be honest with you. Like I said, I hope we all collectively pull our head out of the sand and wake up and realize what's going on, because the only thing that's going to save this nation and this world, for that matter, is repenting and getting on our knees and begging forgiveness. Because unless we collectively do that as a planet and as a country, this isn't going to stop.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I know this. If libertarians or conservatives talked about killing cops, we'd be arrested. Why is this allowed? Clearly people planning criminal activity all over the internet and nothing's done. And I'll tell you, because when they're done starting a civil war, they're going to censor everybody. And they're going to censor protected speech next.
Well, the second point I'd like to make was this. As you know, part of my job, I would stand gate guard, and I would control who came in and out, had access to the base. And if I would have just opened up the floodgates and let whoever wanted to come in just come in, and God forbid something happened to them, like they plant an IED in a car and blow up a strategic military target or blow up base housing or something like that, I would have been brought up on charges of treason, sedition, aiding and abetting the enemy, Article 34, dereliction of duty, all kinds of stuff. Now, my question is, since Obama's opening up the borders, why isn't he answering for any of this? Because people have already been killed on his watch by illegal immigrants, felons that he's released.
They're killed every hour. I mean, there's an illegal alien crime wave because the criminals of Latin America and the world are pouring in because they can get new identities here. And exactly. It is over the top. And so
my question is, go ahead.
He
isn't answering for it. Why hasn't anything been done? Why haven't the Joint Chiefs of Staff done anything? Why haven't Congress done anything? I mean,
because they're scared and they're blackmailed. I appreciate your call. Great caller, great points. It's because so much has been gotten away with, the sky's not the limit. And so I asked the question, we'll talk about it more tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central. If they've gotten away with this, what's next? It's just, there's no end. Let's go to Don in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Don, you're on the air. We're almost out of time. Sorry, the other callers.
Thank you, Alex. I apologize first for not listening to you through the years. I was a original signer of the Restore America plan. Then the Operation America Spring. But I've come to conclude that we got to do it on a local level. And a couple of things you may not know. Some of your brothers in Texas, ham radio operators, have begun to take just routers and create a mesh network community-wide.
I am aware of them creating local media. That's very... Everybody just needs to do what they can do. There's tens of millions of patriots. We can change it. Thank you. I'm sorry I'm out of time. Thanks for calling in, folks. Great job with the crew on this live Sunday edition. As I said, the news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can download the free iPhone and Android apps there at InfoWars.com in the Listen tab. Just warn everybody, raise the alarm. Tyranny is out of control.